veterans after the race. Heather Dubow.
Well, one thing I'm going to be watching here is the actual pit road. So let's start with the geography of this pit lane. Now, this track, the Circuit of the Americas, was actually a purpose-built track for Formula One. So their pit boxes are up against the wall that is right next to the front stretch. Now, NASCAR had to bring in cement blocks, connect them together to put together the wall that the crew members will be jumping off of. Now, pit lane is only about two car lengths wide as drivers enter. The pit boxes are longer, but they're very narrow, one of the most narrows we will see. But I did talk to some of the pit crews to see what challenges they may face when it comes time for a pit stop, and they said it doesn't really affect them too much. It's the guys that are reaching over the wall to grab tires, to get the tear off. It's a little bit harder for them because those cement blocks are really wide. I actually talked to the tire changer on the 20, Michael Hicks, and he said, for us, the guys standing on the wall, like the front and rear tire changers and the jackmen, that wide surface gives us much more room. We don't really have to balance, so that helps us out. But again, this road, pit road being narrow, drivers coming in for pit stops could be a concern based on strategy. If everybody's on different strategies, it won't be a problem. But if everybody pits at the same time, drivers will have to be very careful to avoid each other. And my section of pit road is smack dab in the middle, so it could get interesting come race time. Wendy Venturini.
On my end of pit road, the question is going to be the quality of these tires and how well they are performing and if there is any blistering. Yesterday in the Xfinity race, we saw some blisters on our Goodyear tires. Now, keep in mind, this is a different tire compound here in the Cup Series. This is the same tire we race at Watkins Glen. But there's still a concern about the tire wear and any blistering of tires. When I spoke to Rodney Childers this morning, one of the crew chiefs, he said they have four sets of working tires. Some teams may try the two-tire stop strategy, but for the most part, we're going to see them take four tires every time they come down pit road, which would be possibly three times three sets of tires. But the big question is, how much are those tires wearing when they come off the car? I'll be following that storyline after our first round of pit stops to see how the Goodyear tires are holding up and if it becomes a storyline in today's race.
Thank you very much, Wendy, Heather, and Brett. A lot happening here in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix, and as you just heard from our pit reporters, a lot to cover for sure. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
When we come back, driver interviews from the pre-race stage here at Circuit of the Americas. From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive, and I'm here to tell you why you should shop Echo Park before you buy a car, truck, or SUV. Over half of inventory at Echo Park is priced below $25,000, and car for car, truck for truck, Echo Park Automotive's pricing is $3,000 less than the competition. Maybe that's why Echo Park has over 95,000 five-star reviews. Echo Park Automotive is built to make sure you drive away happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
From the capital of Texas, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anibus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Circuit of the Americas. Pre-race ceremonies underway. The driver introduction just about to start. And here with Kyle Busch, who has three top 10 finishes here, but that was on the longer course. How much of a change is the shorter course this year?
It's a bit of a change, you know. 30 seconds faster and a bit of a mileage difference, you know, way more laps. So it's a short course, really. Like, there's just not really much time here to chill and relax. You have the front straightaway. That's about it. So there's a lot happening, but, you know, really looking forward to it with the Rebel Bourbon Chevrolet. We've had a rough start to practice, but we were really able to dial it in and get a lot closer and a lot better there into qualifying. We got a good qualifying spot, so that was nice, and hopefully we can keep that going here for today.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
Kyle Busch starts in the eighth spot.
That time with Kyle Busch is presented by the official sponsor of his number 8 Chevy, Cheddar Scratch Kitchen. Known for their home-style comfort food, from free honey butter croissants to homemade chicken pot pie to country fried chicken, at Cheddar's you always get a lot for not a lot. Wendy Venturini.
Carson Hocevar starts fourth today. Carson, in your qualifying lap, you even seem shocked. Hey, no freaking way. I loved it. I love your response. How do you feel now on race day with that starting position, and what will you do with that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited that our car is good, right, and we're up front and have track position. It's probably the hardest, you know, unless there's a yellow, it's the hardest to get track position, because it's kind of just you either get stage points or you try to go for the win. And you know, obviously, I think we're going to go for the win and, you know, try and shortcut the stages, do everything to stay up front and be able to control the race. And being able to do that's really important by being able to start up there and have a fast race car. So I'm excited. Delaware Life Chevrolet is really good and a little better than I expected, but we're third in practice, fourth in qualifying. So hopefully we'll be a few spots better in the race.
Quick opinion. Yesterday, Connor Zilich said he got too aggressive too early. What advice would you give him for today's Cup race, knowing the controversy that was caused?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I just basically was in some of it, right? I think you just go race. You go enjoy it. You only get your Cup debut once. Obviously, he's really strong, and ultimately, I want to be able to outrun him, but I'm sure he's really talented, and I'm sure I'll be racing him at some point.
That's good advice. That's Carson Hocevar. He starts fourth.
And Wendy Venturini just was talking to Carson Hocevar and asked him what kind of advice to give to Connor Zilich, who's standing right in front of me, about aggressiveness and what you should do. And he said, just go race. So it's your Cup Series debut. What are you looking forward to most today?
Yeah, I'm just excited for the experience. It's you only get to make your debut in this series once, and I'm racing against a lot of guys that, you know, I've looked up to for a long time. So just going to go out and try and learn as much as I can. Enjoy the day and hopefully get to lap 95 with a solid finish. So, yeah, run all the laps and enjoy it. And I think if I do that, we'll have a successful day.
Is there anything else on your list of what you want to accomplish that if you don't today, you would leave disappointed?
I think the biggest thing is finishing the race without damage on the car. If I can do that, I know that we'll be up front, and, you know, I know we'll be fast enough. Trackhouse and Red Bull have worked really hard to get me to this point and have given me a really good car. So I just got to go out there and execute.
Well, best of luck to you on this first start. Connor Zilich will roll off 14th today, Brett.
Here with the defending winner of this race, William Byron. A little different track this time around, but what kind of strategy do you go into this race with? Do you think about short pitting and go for the win, or do you think about getting points as you go along?
Oh, I mean, just ultimate pace is the big thing on the road course, is like just having good pace. And it seems like if you have good pace, everything takes care of itself. So just try to make good lap time, make good decisions in traffic, and you know, keep some tire on it to be able to make some moves later in the run. So that's really where my head's at. And then, yeah, pretty much just pit when they tell me to.
That's all right. Follow directions. That's always a good way to go about it. William Byron starts 15th today, Wendy Venturini.
Bubba Wallace with the all 23-11 front row. And I had the opportunity to interview you yesterday following qualifying. Tell the fans at home tuning in on race day about that qualifying lap and how it's going to translate to today's race.
Well, Wendy, we were just sitting here talking. I have no idea how that happened. It felt like a very easy and slow lap. I seen the lap time pop up, and I was like, okay, that's the fastest I've seen. Had no idea it was P2 at the time. So hats off to everybody at 2311 for giving us a car to be able to find that speed. But yeah, I'm still scratching my head over that. So after the day I started out having at practice, it's how it ended. I don't think I've fully recovered yet because it was a whirlwind. But all in all, good day. I love coming to COTA. We always qualify well here. So, yeah, it's going to be a good day today.
All right, that's Bubba Wallace. He starts on the outside front row. Heather DeBoe.
Thank you. I'm here talking with Daniel Suarez. We were just speaking about speaking Spanish because I've been taking a Spanish class, but we have a huge race coming up in June in Mexico City. This past week, you were there with your amigos, Ryan Blaney and Chase Elliott, and I believe Christopher Bell was there with you. So how much are you looking forward to bringing the entire garage there in just a few short months?
Yeah, I'm definitely very, very, very excited. You know, I've been obviously dreaming about this opportunity for a very long time. I love racing in the United States. It's a dream come true to be racing here, you know, with these amazing drivers, amazing race teams. Places like today in COTA, you know, there is so many Mexicans here, so many Latinos that they make me feel at home. But I haven't raced in my home, in my country, for over 10 years. So it's very special. Last week, I had a lot of fun, and I took a lot of pride, you know, in showing Chase, Christopher, and Ryan around. You know, we went to some pretty authentic places. We went to a Lucha Libre match. It was very cool, and I think that the entire garage is going to have a blast when we go over there again in June.
Well, we're all very much looking forward to being there, and Daniel Suarez today rolls off fifth. Brett?
Here with the driver of the Napa Chevy, Chase Elliott, winner of the first race here at COTA. How do you like this shortened course?
Yeah, I think it's way better for us. The way our cars are, we can't take advantage of the draft on that long straightaway. So I just think for what we have going on and our car configuration and everything, I think this is much improved for our style of racing. And we'll see, obviously, today. But I, the way I see it so far, I think it'll be better.
All right, he's starting in the third spot today. Ryan Blaney also standing here. And I'm going to jump in real quick here as he's talking to Bubba Wallace. And, Ryan, not the greatest qualifying effort, but you got to spend some time to work through the field. How much confidence do you have in being able to do that?
Yeah, hopefully we can work our way up there. Qualifying didn't really go how we hoped. Thought our race car was fairly decent, but just didn't have speed in qualifying. So we'll see. Long race. Hopefully we can pick our way through.
All right, he starts in the 25th spot today, Wendy Venturini.
All right, Joey Logano just said, hey, we got to do this interview quick because he's one of the first guys to walk across the stage. What happened in qualifying, Joey?
Well, we're 23rd, so we're not like horrible, but we're pretty towards the mid. You know, I thought our car was actually pretty good in race trim, but the Schopenzel Mustang just didn't pick up for qualifying. Didn't have the grip we needed. All our cars seem to fight the same thing there, so we got our work cut out for us. But like I said, I got a car that's good enough to get up there and run in the top 10 or 5, but it's going to be a battle to do it because there's a lot of cars that run about the same speed.
What's the key and sweet spot to getting around those cars?
Yeah, just finding their weakness, right? Every car is going to be a little bit unique. You got to understand where your strengths are and play those and try to identify the weaknesses of the others and take advantage of them, right? You just got to find it.
All right, good luck out there. There's Joey Logano, and he starts 23rd. Brett McMillan.
All right, Alex Bowman has never finished outside the top 10 here at COTA and has three top fives. You kind of sneak below the radar here. What's your secret?
Yeah, I mean, we've been in contention to win a few. I think, you know, we've been good here every year for the most part. And last year we didn't qualify very well either. This year, obviously, we qualified really bad, so frustrating there to have to start so deep, but I thought we had plenty of pace in practice to hopefully overcome that, and yeah, hopefully we're on the right side of everything with our ally Camaro. We, like I said, got to pass a lot of cars, but should be pretty good.
Yeah, he's talking about passing a lot of cars. He starts 21st, but his history says he can do that. We'll be back with more pre-race from Circuit of the Americas right after this.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now.
800-475-8167. 800-475-8167. 800-475-8167. That's 800-475-8167.
Sweepstakes fans, start your entries. Visit EchoPark.com/Speedway to enter for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra plus a brand new Thor camper. Visit EchoPark.com/Speedway now to drive off a winner. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
Where's his place in all of this?
So I look at Jimmy Johnson. And maybe I have a little bit different perspective because I grew up with Richard Petty while he was winning all of his championships and stuff. And it was tough. It's tough to win championships. I mean, so many great drivers, as we go back in time, won lots of races and never won championships. So many great drivers won lots of races, never won Daytona. Those big moments, they just couldn't get over that hump. So to win seven, no matter how you win seven, is amazing. I believe, and I have said this, a million times on a million different occasions, Jimmy Johnson's five in a row is the most underrated record in all of sports. It gets very little attention, very little attention. We talk about Tiger Woods winning all these majors. We talk about Michael Jordan and LeBron James. You talk about everything that Richard Petty has done, everything Dale Earnhardt Sr. has done. Five in a row, nobody's done five in a row.
Welcome back to Circuit of the Americas. Pre-race ceremonies, driver introductions underway, and I'm here with our pole sitter, Tyler Reddick. Let's see, Joey Logano wins championships in even years. How about you win at COTA in odd years since you won here 2 years ago?
Yeah, that'd be a nice trend. We could start there, but yeah, 2023 was a really special day. We fought a lot of adversity throughout the day, just strategy not going right, being short on fuel and still finding a way to get the Monster Energy Camry to victory lane. That day was nice, and today we got the Beast Camry on the pole, so we're going to work really, really hard today. I think, you know, tire grip and tire life is going to be a premium, so seeing how that all transpires throughout the day is going to be one to keep an eye on.
We talked briefly. You said, I told you, it's a lot breezier than it was yesterday. Any feel for how that's going to affect things when you get out there?
It's hard to say right now, but certainly I think it could make the S's even harder than they already are, and a few areas of the racetrack, the balance of the car is just going to move around, especially if the wind continues to be gusting.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
That's your pole sitter, Tyler Reddick.
That interview with Tyler Reddick is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Time now for our state water heaters view from the turns here at Circuit of the Americas on the front stretch from the start-finish line up to turn number one, a vertical climb of 130 feet up on top right there, Rob Albright.
You know, thanks, Mark. And I know those of you who are listening on radio, the vast majority of you are in a big rig or you're out in your backyard doing something, but you're not able to actually see the cars. And that's what we love about broadcasting these races is we get to describe what we're actually seeing. I've tried with futility to try to figure out a different way to describe turn number one. I've been involved in this sport for 45 years, and there's nothing else that even comes close to turn one at Circuit of the Americas. It is a 13-story climb from that start-finish line to the entrance to turn number one. It's a little deceptive from the driver's point of view because as they're banging down through the gearbox to get down to first gear, slowing down with the brakes and trying to manage what's going on all the way around there, which will be chaos, they can fan out six, sometimes seven wide, and that is no exaggeration. Why? Because pit road, the exit, actually widens out the racetrack just before it crests at turn number one. The inside of the track at turn one is a point. The outside of the track is a little more than a semicircle. So it's very interesting to watch. Now, if you're out there on the out part of that racetrack, and the outside where it's marked with red and white rumble strips and paint, you don't want to be out there because you're going to be going slow if that's the case. You can also go too far down, too far inside, and not be able to make that corner. And that's where the trouble starts, when they go four or five wide into the middle of the corner. But that's exactly what we're going to see on the initial start and on practically every restart thereafter. So as they exit that very unusual, very intriguing turn number one, they begin a slight downhill slide to turn number two. I say slide because you're trying to get to the inside of the track exiting turn number one, but you got to get to the outside of the track at the bottom of the hill that begins in turn two, and it's what we call an off-camber corner. It's actually slanted away. If you look, know what a banked racetrack looks like, it's opposite banking, so that's what these guys are going to be dealing with in turn number two. So at the exit of turn number two, they'll disappear from my view, and picking up the call at that juncture will be the pride of Atlanta, Georgia, the Fireball, Doug Turnbull.
Hey, thank you, Rob. And two big talking points this weekend have been track limits in the S's, that's turns 3 through 6, and then the hard left-hander where the course begins its cutoff, where they cut off an extra mile of this circuit at turns 6A and 6B. So through the S's, the big challenge here for drivers is making sure that if you don't mess up one corner, or you don't want to mess up one corner, then it affects your approach to the others. The second big challenge, of course, is they want to get as far to the inside or the apex of those turns, it turns 3, 4, 5, and 6, but without going out of bounds. NASCAR considers out of bounds 4 tires on the wrong side of the red and white barriers that are the rumble strips that Rob mentioned. So they'll do that through turns 3, 4, 5, and 6, about third gear or so. Once they crest the hill at turn 6, they gear down to second gear, and then it's geared to first gear where it's a hard left-hander, an acute angle into the short suit that connects turns 6A and 6B. The two crashes we saw yesterday that brought out yellows happened in turn 6A, and we'll see how that shapes up here today. Once they get through turn 6B, they'll get into the view of the racing guy, Pat Patterson.
All right, thanks, Doug. Happy race day, everybody. All right, when they exit turn 6B, it's a drag race, okay? Flat out. Go as fast as you can. Drive as hard as you can right down here, a straightaway to turn number 12. Turn left immediately, and I mean really quick because it's a sharp corner. You got to get geared down, and you got to be in first gear when you go around that corner. Then back up through the gearbox quick as you can because you got to race uphill to turn number 13. Now, that's, again, a pretty difficult little corner that you can get past here. These are places where there is some passing that will go on, especially this afternoon as tires get hotter. When they get hotter, they start sliding. My part of the course is called the stadium part, and it's made up of a whole bunch of turns. Once you exit 13, you go down through 14, which is not really a turn. It's more of a kind of pull your car to the right a little bit. Then you do drive it really hard into turn number 15, and again, same thing as in 12. You got to turn it fast, and you got to jump back on the gas as hard as you can. It's a really tricky part of the course, not particularly fast, but it sure is fun to watch them go at each other through the stadium part. I'll be your eyes and ears right here, and when I let them go under the Echo Park Bridge, well, that's when Alex Hayden will pick them up.
Thank you, Pat. Good afternoon, everybody. Turns 16, 17, and 18 here at Circuit of the Americas is a continuous right-hand, completely flat turn. It circles the iconic Coda Tower, which stands 251 feet in the air. The nuances of turn 16, however, the drivers, even though it's a continuous right, will have double apex in there, meaning they're going to have to turn the steering wheel just a tad more each time. Once they get through that section, turn 17 will be another tug of the right steering wheel. Turn number 18, more of a quick right-hand kink as they make the way around here. The steering wheel here in 16, 17, and 18 never actually straightens up as it makes this big right-hand bend. Once off turn number 18, however, they start to descend downhill, and that's where they're going to downshift and stand on the brake pedal to get set for a 90-degree left-hand turn, which is turn number 19. Unlike over in the S's that Doug Turnbull described with the track limits, there are no track limits here at this end of the race course. Drivers can use every available piece of asphalt, whether it's painted red, white, and blue, or the regular black asphalt. Heck, they can even use the grass if they wanted to, which has been worn out after all weekend competition, and there's a big dirt patch right to driver's left at the apex of turn number 19. Same thing. Once you exit that corner, the drivers then will use the entire runoff area over the red and white rumble strips. Then there's about 50 feet width of paved runoff area before a gravel trap can greet drivers if they get out of shape. The drivers, however, on the hammer on the exit of turn 19 will go way out onto that asphalt strip out there before yanking the car back to the left on that straightaway to set up for the final corner of this 2.4-mile circuit, and that is turn number 20. Beyond 90 degrees, you stand on the brakes, downshift to first gear, and hope you can get off that corner cleanly, because that leads you back onto that main straightaway and the only long straightaway on this 2.4-mile layout.
And Alex Hayden, I cannot tell you what a pleasure it is for Mark and I to be able to take that handoff from you as the cars hit the front straightaway here. Of course, if you're listening and you're saying, why are we hearing Alex Hayden this week? We know we'll hear him next weekend at Phoenix. Well, Alex is joining us here this weekend on the Performance Racing Network. And Alex, we are thrilled to have you. Whether it's MRN or PRN, the biggest thing we get to do is bring NASCAR to the fans every week.
I could not agree more. It's a privilege to be a part of the Performance Racing Network here this weekend, having lots of fun, and we look forward to a great race here today.
As they exit turn number 20, Alex alluded to this again, they're going way wide. They have asphalt, they have the red and white rumble strips, then there's a little patch of asphalt that's painted green. They're beyond that, they go onto the grass, and now they've worn a hole in the grass, a dirt patch, and now we see they've actually had to fill in that hole with a little bit of dirt to smooth it out, and by the end of the day, they'll keep digging on that, and there'll be a little bit of a bump in there as they exit turn 20, and then, of course, then make a beeline for the start-finish line. Today, we've got 95 laps. A year ago, 68. Now, with a shorter course, we have 95. Stage 1 will end at lap 20. Stage 2 at lap 45. That will leave 55 laps to lap 95. And the end of the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. Pit road speed 40 miles per hour. Pace car will run 50. And that is our view from the turns, brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Progressive knows not all rides are smooth. Meet Peter. He loves his motorcycle. What he doesn't love is wind. Which is ironic, because wind is a big part of the whole wind-in-your-face motorcycle cliché. But nobody ever tells you how relentless a strong crosswind is, or the cliché wouldn't exist. Not every ride is smooth, but Progressive has your back. Get a quote to see if you can save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in D.C.
Getting set for opening ceremonies here at Circuit of the Americas, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Today's race from Circuit of the Americas is the first of six road races on the Cup Series during the 2025 season. Of course, we go from here to Mexico City. We're going to talk to some of those folks later on. Everybody cannot wait to see what happens south of the border. Then we go on to Chicago, Sonoma, Watkins Glen, and we wind up the road racing this season on the Roval Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Very exciting. And look, we do have some road course specialists here in the field, and a lot of people wondering, if you win a race, you make the playoffs. Last year, Shane Van Gisbergen, his first full season as a NASCAR driver in the Xfinity Series, won three of them, Mark. We have 16 available playoff spots in the Cup Series this year. Does he get to occupy one of those based on one of these road courses?
He certainly has circled the calendar for COTA, Mexico City, Chicago, and Sonoma, and Watkins Glen will be his last chance before the playoffs. So he's got five shots at this that people are going to go like, if he doesn't get it now, he may get it then.
Yeah, it is very true, and we don't know. You know, we open the season, we talk a lot about this. Two super speedways, Daytona and Atlanta Motor Speedway, and now we have the road course here at Circuit of the Americas. Next weekend, they go to Phoenix Raceway with an option tire. Mark, I don't know that the drivers and teams in the Cup Series are going to see maybe a non-wild card in the schedule until we get to Las Vegas Motor Speedway coming up 2 weeks from now.
I was just going to say we get back to normal racing, if you will, for the first time this season at Las Vegas. A lot of guys look at really the season starting then. They hope to survive the first four to finally get to a good 1.5-mile track that they know they have a bit of a playbook to work with.
Yeah, for sure. Mark, Texas is divided into several different regions, whether it's the coastal plains, the piney woods. This is Texas Hill Country, and hearing from our view from the turns with our turn announcers up there, 130 feet up to turn one, we start going downhill. The undulation here at Circuit of the Americas, unless you see it here in person and buy a ticket to sit in these stands, you don't always get the full grasp of that.
I went out in one of the Toyota Pace cars today, this morning, to get a feel for that. And it really is kind of cool how they built this racetrack into the natural ups and downs of the land here in Austin.
Yeah, it is really cool. We've got a lot going on here at Circuit of the Americas as the fans are filing in and getting into their seats. We're about to take you trackside for opening ceremonies as we start this race day right with an invocation and a national anthem. We've got some special dignitaries with us here today, which are very exciting as well. So right now, let's take it down to the front straightaway. We go trackside right here at Circuit of the Americas.
Please rise as you are able. Remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as Civil Air Patrol's Apollo Composite Color Guard, commanded by Captain Alexander Hertzler, presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome 12-time NCAA All-American swimmer and host of Outkick's Gains for Girls podcast, Riley Gaines.
Please stand, remove your hat, and bow your head with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we gather today with gratitude for your mercy that we do not deserve and the sacrifice of your Son who was sent into earth to conquer death, hell, and the grave. We thank you for this day and the unity that brings us together as we prepare for the start of this race. Lord, we ask for your protection for all drivers, staff, families, and fans alike. Grant each driver wisdom and safety at every turn. Heavenly Father, bless President Donald J. Trump, his cabinet, and all of our leaders that they may seek your guidance in all decisions. If this is done, we will never be wrong, and America will be made great again. Instill in us humility and grace so that others will see you in our daily lives. May today and every day lead us to the ultimate finish line, meeting you at the pearly gates. We surrender the activities of this day and of our lives into your mighty hands. God bless America. God bless the great state of Texas. In your name we pray. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome back from the San Antonio Police Department, Officer Rebecca Vermeulen.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed? At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner
And that puts the wraps on our pre-race coverage from Circuit of the Americas. Coming up next, the command to fire engines for the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix.
Motorsports isn't complicated. It's made up of races where you go as fast as you can, as best as you can, and as sideways as you can. Our team, Toyota Gazoo Racing. Toyota makes some seriously fast cars, and they all have great drivers, ones that win, like win a lot. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, they're all part of a big, happy family of speed demons. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
After a devastating storm that brings down trees and homes, so many families have nowhere to turn. That's why Samaritan's Purse responds immediately after hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and fires all across the country. Our volunteer teams bring tools and compassion to homeowners who have lost not only possessions, but more importantly, hope. You can help. Join with Samaritan's Purse. Log on to SamaritansPurse.org.
We're moments away from the green flag in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix from Austin, Texas. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds. You just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Again, the first of six road races on the Cup Series in 2025 coming up this afternoon from Circuit of the Americas. As a reminder, our winners on the road courses a year ago at Circuit of the Americas, William Byron, Kyle Larson at Sonoma, Alex Bowman at Chicago, Chris Buescher, the upset winner at Watkins Glen, Kyle Larson again in victory lane on the Roval.
Hendrick Motorsports winning all but one of the road races last year, Mark. Now, I don't know that that is an indicator of what is the best organization when it comes to road course racing. Last year, Christopher Bell, I feel, had the fastest car. Adam Stevens had him on a two-stop strategy. William Byron was on a three-stop strategy, and it was that 13-second pit stop for Christopher Bell that caused him to have to drive through the field because they had to completely top off his car with Sunoco Racing Fuel. Ran just a couple of laps short of running down William Byron.
I think Christopher Bell is one of those underrated road course drivers. He, along with Chris Buescher, Ross Chastain, the only drivers to finish top 10 three out of the five road course races a year ago.
And Chris Buescher has been the strongest driver on road courses since the advent of the next-gen car. And last year, he finally got to get that win. And it was a great one because he went toe-to-toe with Shane Van Gisbergen in the final lap at Watkins Glen International. An exciting race, which you got to hear on the Motor Racing Network. And so much fun to see him muscle his way around one of the best in the world to get that victory.
Very unique race because after getting, you know, out-muscled, and I think that's a great word to describe the action between Buescher and SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen headed straight to victory lane, not to punch Chris Buescher in the mouth, but to pat him on the back going like, man, that was a heck of a race.
Yeah, it was. Mark, as they go around this 2.4-mile circuit, again, a mile has been cut off of it for this NASCAR weekend. The cars staying closer together. The cars more laps in front of the race fans, which is great. You heard our turn announcers, Rob Albright, Doug Turnbull, Pat Patterson, and Alex Hayden talk about whether there are or are not track limits on this course. And sometimes that can be confusing. If a driver goes outside of a turn and overshoots a corner or whatever, goes off the course, no problem. You just get back on and keep going. Sometimes that's the faster way around, but track limits come into play in a whole different way.
If you make the track longer, it's okay. You make the track shorter, not okay. So if all four tires are on the other side of these rumble strips, the red and white strips on these turns, as you cut inside, if they're completely inside, that NASCAR is going to call you in, you'll have a stop-and-go penalty. And again, I think it's a simple concept. If you keep it, for me, it's a simple thing. Make it longer, okay. Make it shorter, no bueno.
Mark, that might be the most succinct way anyone has ever described track limits, to put that in a way that a lot of people can understand. And when Mark talks about that stop-and-go penalty, that's actually out there on the course. If you make the stop-and-go penalty, you can stop in turn 13 and then go again, and you've served your penalty. If you fail to do that, well, you're going to have to take a longer trip down pit road.
And again, as far as making the track longer, you'll see these guys go way off the racetrack. Alex Hayden talked about it, turn 19. We see it in turn 20. They will go all the way past everything, clean into the grass, and they'll turn the grass into dirt before it's all over.
Very exciting. Well, the drivers are sitting in their cars. They're about to fire things up. So let's go trackside for the command to start engines at Coda.
Race fans, give a big NASCAR welcome to Jack Quaid. He stars in the upcoming action thriller Novocaine, but today he's here to fire engines for the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. Now it's time for those most famous words in motorsports and action.
Drivers, start your engines!
The command has been given. Let's crank them up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Starting 37th, Cody Ware, the Arby's Ford. Rolling off 36 will be Austin Cindric in the Discount Tire Ford. The Freightliner Ford of Josh Berry starts 35th. 34th will be Ty Dillon, the C-Best Chevrolet. The Pie Barker Fire and Safety Toyota of John Hunter Nemechek starts 33rd. 32nd will be Eric Jones in the Dollar Tree Toyota. And the Chumba Casino Toyota of Riley Herbst starts 31st.
30th on the grid, Cole Custer, the Haas Bonanza Ford. Then it's the Group 1001 Chevrolet for Justin Haley, 29th. 28th, Ryan Preece, the BuildSubmarines.com Ford. The Breztree Chevrolet of Austin Dillon, 27th. 26th, Brad Keselowski, the Castrol Ford. Then it's Ryan Blaney, 25th. In the Menards Duracell Ford. The Fastenal Ford of Chris Buescher goes 24th. 23rd, Joey Logano, the Shell Pennzoil Ford, moving up to row 11 on the outside. 22nd starter in the Rate Chevrolet is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And 21st in the Ally Chevrolet, Alex Bowman.
Zane Smith will start 20th in the Titlemax Ford. The DeWalt Toyota of Christopher Bell rolls off 19th. Chase Briscoe starts 18th in the Bass Pro Shops Toyota. Noah Gregson will start 17th in the Rush Truck Center's Ford. Michael McDowell in the Gainbridge Chevrolet starts 16th. 15th will be William Byron, the Raptor Chevrolet. The Red Bull Chevrolet of Connor Zilich will start 14th. 13th, Ty Gibbs, the Monster Energy Toyota. A.J. Allmendinger starts 12th in the Celsius Chevrolet. And Denny Hamlin starts 11th in National Debt Relief Toyota.
Then taking the green flag 10th in the Love's Travel Stops Ford, it's Todd Gilliland to his inside. Going off 9th, Ross Chastain, the Busch Light for the Love of Texas Chevrolet. Kyle Busch will start 8th. He's in the Rebel Bourbon Chevrolet. Then going off 7th, Kyle Larson, the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet. Outside of row number 3, in the WeatherTech Chevy, it's Shane Van Gisbergen. Starting 5th, Daniel Suarez, the Freeway Insurance Chevrolet. Moving up to row number 2 on the outside, 4th on the grid, in the Delaware Life Chevrolet, it's Carson Hocevar. 3rd, Chase Elliott in the Napa Auto Park Chevrolet. And now the front row, it is all 2311 Racing on the outside. Bubba Wallace in the Mobile 1 Toyota, and on the pole for the 10th time in his career, the second time at COTA, and for the first time in 2025, Tyler Reddick, the Beast Toyota, his speed 88.095 miles per hour.
And that's your starting lineup for today's Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix.
And the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive. As you might imagine, I know a thing or two about cars, and I'm here to tell you about a whole new way to buy a car, truck, or SUV. Did you know that Echo Park Automotive has over 95,000 five-star reviews? On top of that, every car that Echo Park Automotive sells goes through a 190-point inspection to make sure that it looks and drives like new, so you leave happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
WeatherGuard says thank you to today's safety and ops crews that keep the track running like a well-oiled machine. This year's crew is once again sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. WeatherGuard, established in 1968. Prove it every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
The cars are rolling off pit road. The green flag is about to fly from Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. And you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome back to Circuit of the Americas. As Mark had mentioned, the cars are wrapping around this 2.4-mile circuit on their warm-up lap. So let's send it down to pit road and find out who our pit reporters think might wind up in progressive victory lane. We'll start at the exit to pit road, Brett McMillan.
Well, I like the guy that's starting on the pole today. He won here 2 years ago, and he's pretty good on road courses. I'm going to go with Mr. Reddick.
All right, Heather DeBoe, what say you?
Well, I thought a lot about this, and I felt like it was going to be really difficult to pick, but I'm going to take that low-hanging fruit, and I'm going to pick Shane Van Gisbergen to go to Victory Lane today.
I love it. We ask you to pick a winner. Wendy Venturini, you had it yesterday. How about today?
Well, I think I'm going to make it a repeat weekend because I am choosing a former winner at this racetrack. Now, we qualified third, and interestingly enough, Chase Elliott told me after practice yesterday, he was able to push the limits on all areas of this racetrack. He was learning exactly how far he could go, and because of that, I'm choosing Chase Elliott.
Again, we want to remind you at 2.4 miles, we've taken 1 mile off the circuit here at Circuit of the Americas, and that means more racing, 95 laps total instead of the 68 from a year ago. Stage one again ends at lap 20, stage two at lap 45. So again, 20 laps and 25, the final stage 55 to get us to our total again of 95 laps. Pit road speed 40 miles per hour, pace car 50. Our NASCAR starter today is Greg Harris. The pace car driver behind the wheel of that Toyota GR Supra is Jesse Dalavoot.
And those GR Supras look great pacing the field here today for the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. And Mark, as they make their way around the racetrack, so many different twists and turns. I mentioned this is Texas Hill Country, and Rob Albright, they're climbing the tallest one in front of you right now.
Yeah, and it is in fact the tallest incline in all of NASCAR. They approach turn number one from the flat straightaway, and at the start-finish line, the next 4 seconds, they're going to climb 13 stories at the entrance to turn number one. It's 120 degrees, just a little more than a quarter of a circle, left-hand turn, fairly flat. Then they'll begin to go downhill, so they'll go all the way from fourth to first gear, then back up through the gears. They'll hit second gear and into third when they crest that hill in the right-hander, 60-degree right-hand turn, which is an off-camber corner. It leans the wrong direction to make the drivers very uncomfortable. If they can get through this part of the racetrack. They'll then look toward turn number three, and that's where taking over the call will be Doug Turnbull.
At the turn three area begins the S's, where the cars go left, right, and then they set up for a hard left-hander at turn 6A. The trick to the S's, staying on course. As you heard Mark and Brad saying earlier, drivers who try to take a shorter route with all four tires on the wrong side of the rumble strips get a stop-and-go penalty on the course. The big trick at 6A and 6B is they are hard left-handers added to this course when it was shortened, and we saw a couple of crashes there yesterday. One thing to note on my side since I last spoke, a driver from yesterday's race, Anthony Alfredo, is up here assisting the number three Richard Childress Racing team, standing right next to me. He's one of their extra spotters watching on. Good to have the voice of a driver in a driver's ear, and it's good to have the voice of the racing guy, Pat Patterson, as they exit 6B.
Thanks so much, Doug. Happy race day, everybody. The cars are right in front of me right now, and it's really fun watching them come out of 6B. There's a straightaway there, and they come down and make a hard left-hand corner, race uphill to what will be turn 13, a kink for 14, then 15, again, a hard bend around to the left. It's a tricky part of the racetrack. You're not going that fast, and when your car starts sliding around, this is a good place to pass people, and it's one of my most fun places to watch people pass. The one thing I can tell you about this place, folks, because of all the paint they put down on all of this racetrack, red, white, blue, green, it looks like a video game. When you're standing up here on this giant tower that I'm on right now, it really does look like a video game. It is so much fun to watch the cars race here. Don't you think, Alex?
Absolutely. It's a kaleidoscope of color up here as we look down from 251 feet in the air on top of the iconic Coda Tower here at this Circuit of the Americas. As the cars work their way through this portion of the course, the key word here is patience. It's continuous right-hand bends through turns 16, 17, and 18. You break your patience and get too much on the throttle, you're going to lose traction of your car. Your competition's going to go driving right on past you. After that, it's downhill. You heard Rob Albright talk about, you go 13 stories in the air. Well, you got to get back down at some point. They gradually do that through the rest of the circuit, but the biggest drop is between turns 18 and 19, where the drivers will have to stand on the brakes and downshift and make their way through that left-hand 90-degree corner and then into turn number 20. It's a beautiful day to go racing under the Texas sunshine. The wind is blowing here, but it is a perfect day for NASCAR Cup Series racing.
And again, a big crowd is here. The weather could not be better, and this is just one of the coolest places we get to race. It just is.
It really is, for sure. And I want to give a shout-out, Mark, if I may, to all of the people with Speedway Motorsports who make this race happen. This is not a Speedway Motorsports-owned racetrack, even though this is one of Speedway Motorsports' events. And from all of the speedways involved throughout the company, from Sonoma to Las Vegas, of course, Las Vegas getting ready for a big weekend in 2 weeks, to Texas Motor Speedway, to New Hampshire and Charlotte Motor Speedway, and all of our racetracks out there, Bristol Motor Speedway, they send people here to make this COTA event happen, many of whom who have been living in Austin now for at least 2 weeks. Now, Brian Hammond, who is the executive director of this event, he lives in Austin, and he has made this his home for the last 4 years. But there are a lot of operations people, marketing people, track people, so many different people who make this event happen. A big shout-out to them. They put in a lot of work.
Brian Hammond, we love the guy because we have the two greatest parking passes we get all season long because of him, and we thank him so much for that. And he puts on a great show, again, with all that help from Speedway Motorsports and, of course, the regular folks here at COTA as well.
Yeah, for sure. So the field has been given one to go. We're going to go to green this time again, 95 laps here in the Echo Park Automotive 250. And, Mark, we don't know what we're going to see, but we're all about to tell the story with this great PRN crew we have today.
Got to remind you again, 16 of these 37 starters have won a Cup Series road race. Among them, that adds up to 36 victories. Chase Elliott, number one among the active drivers at 7. Kyle Larson at 6. Kyle Busch at 4. A.J. Allmendinger, Tyler Reddick have won 3. Three apiece, two apiece from Christopher Bell and William Byron.
It could be anyone's game here today at Circuit of the Americas for sure. We don't know who's going to go to victory lane, but we know we're going to be excited to tell the story of just how they get there after 95 laps, maybe a few more. You never know when you can get an overtime finish in a race like this, but we'll have to wait and see. Standing up high on top of the 220-foot tower here at Circuit of the Americas from Goldsboro, North Carolina, Alex Hayden joining us here today. And, Alex, they're coming by you under pace laps for the final time.
Side by side, you've got that black and lime green Toyota pole sitter Tyler Reddick to driver's left, his teammate from 2311, the white, red, and black Toyota with Mobile One emblazoned across the hood, Bubba Wallace. They're ready to go. The lights are out on that Toyota GR Supra pace car. We're ready to go racing.
And that Toyota GR Supra now heads for pit road. Tyler Reddick, Bubba Wallace take the field slowly out of turn number 20. They've got the cars pointed straight. Green flag is out. Reddick gets a big jump. Bubba Wallace gets hit from behind.
Already they're starting to fan out as they begin to climb up the hill. Cars going to the left. Cars going to the right. It is Ross Chastain all the way to the bottom of the racetrack, tries to pick up spots in front of him. Chase Elliott gets spun around. Also collected is Todd Gilliland. He's trying to refire. So is Chase Elliott. Lap one, we've already got chaos.
And Elliott spun for the third position as Tyler Reddick is down through the S's through turns four and five right now with the lead. He's bringing with the Bubba Wallace in tow. Third place is Carson Hocevar. And here comes Shane Van Gisbergen looking to the inside of Hocevar, but he'll get back in line at turn 6A. They go through the short chute to 6B with Reddick in the lead.
Reddick now pulls out and he'll hammer down to turn number 12. He's got about a four-car lead over Bubba Wallace. Hocevar is right there, as well as Shane Gisbergen and Kyle Busch. They rocket through turn number 12, now climb the hill up to 13. Reddick pulls that wheel over to the left. He'll make this corner easily. Bubba Wallace just a little bit back from him, not very far at all. Hocevar about eight car lengths back as they get into turn number 15 now. Here's Reddick carefully working his way off of turn number 15, back up through the gearbox to the Echo Park Bridge.
They make their way to the corner. Worth talking about, Connor Zilich had some sort of an issue. He fell off the pace, went all the way to the back of the field. So Connor Zilich with an issue. Meanwhile, the race leaders head for turn number 19. Tyler Reddick with the lead. He's got a car length and a half on Bubba Wallace. Another five back to Carson Hocevar. They stand on the brakes for the first time at speed in turn number 20.
Lap one will be complete this time by as they come out of turn number 20. Tyler Reddick leads Bubba Wallace, and it's Carson Hocevar and Shane Van Gisbergen. But we have a problem with one of our favorites. Let's go down to Heather DeBoe.
Elliott, after that contact, he came over the radio and said that he thought that the tow link might be broken. So the team is communicating right now about whether or not he wants to stay out on the racetrack and keep running that race car. If he chooses to come in, they're going to try to change the tow link on pit road and then try to get the wave around. Brett McMillan.
Connor Zilich coming down to pit road. He was involved in a little contact there. The crew is at the ready for him to come in. It's a long trip down pit road here. They are on the wall waiting for him to arrive. As he pulls in, they've gone around to the right side of the car. They're going to change right side tires. They're around there doing that. They had to lift it up because they're flat on the right side. They're having trouble. They're bringing the jack around. They're bringing a second jack around. They're trying to get that under. Finally, they get the car jacked up. They got the right side tires on now, and it looks like they're going to go ahead and change all four. They're going to change all four tires on Connor Zilich and try to get him out. The advantage here is the laps are so long, it doesn't look like he's going to lose a lap. Finally, they drop him. They bring the other jack back around, and he heads back out, but it was flat tires on the right side.
The race leaders make their way to turn number 17 right now. Tyler Reddick up front. Second continues to be Bubba Wallace. Shane Van Gisbergen up to position number three. Kyle Busch is fourth. And then a healthy gap back to a great battle in turn 17 for the number five spot. That's where Kyle Larson is pestering the back bumper of Daniel Suarez. They set up for turn number 20.
Here is Larson looking inside of Suarez as they exit the corner. Also right there, Carson Hocevar, leaders across the stripe, back up to turn number one.
Just two laps in and already several unrelated incidents on the racetrack, relegating a couple of favorites to the back. Race leader is Tyler Reddick. He'll lead by three car lengths entering turn number two as he's being closely pursued by his teammate.
And that teammate is Bubba Wallace, who started in the second spot and is holding that. Shane Van Gisbergen, five car lengths behind them, and is knocking down the third position. And who's gotten up into fourth place? Yes, it's the eight car of Kyle Busch. As Tyler Reddick enters turn 6A and B right now, that wounded car of Connor Zilich is in the stadium section, already over a half lap behind as the leaders pull into turn 6B.
It is a four-car breakaway, and then it is a long way back to fifth place running Suarez right now. He's under attack from the Kyle Larson car as they work their way down here into turn number 13. Here's the leader once again making that right-hand corner in pursuit. Bubba Wallace half a car length back. They drive into 15. Reddick out in front as he pulls that car over to the left. Bubba is right there.
and shows him the nose right there. Almost tried to pass for the lead. He's not going to be able to do it as they flash underneath the black and white bridge. It's still Tyler Reddick pulling the field behind him in turn 17. Bubba Wallace's red, white, and black Toyota dogging the tire tracks of his teammate and race leader Reddick. Under braking in turn number 17, Reddick will go over the rumble strips. Bubba Wallace elects not to. He stays in his tire tracks.
Bubba Wallace right on the back bumper as they hit the final corner. Turn number 20, it's a left-hander. Tyler Reddick now pulls away by about a car length and a half as we go back down to pit road in Heather DeBow.
And another car that received damage during that incident was Denny Hamlin. He actually was trying to avoid the wreck and hit the right front on the 54 of Ty Gibbs. So that front right fender is kind of flapping in the wind right now. The team is ready if he needs to come in if that tire goes down. But right now, no real concern yet for the 11 as we have a wreck on the front stretch.
And the leaders right now, as we try to sort that out, it's going to be the 10 car, the 10 machine that has turned around there. That's Ty Dillon. The leader is Tyler Reddick as he pulls the field into turn number 6A right now. The leaders are single file there. Bubba Wallace still in second. Shane Van Gisbergen in third.
Watching the leaders now make their way down to turn number 12. No change up front with those four cars in fifth spot. That's where you find Daniel Suarez. He's also made a little ground up even more on the five car of Kyle Larson. No side-by-side battles here to speak of as they race through the stadium part of the course. Fans, though, cheering their drivers on. Here comes Reddick down to the bottom of turn number 15. He'll make that left-hander. Once again, it's a Reddick out in front of Bubba Wallace. Then it's Van Gisbergen's right there along with Kyle Busch.
Shane Van Gisbergen seems to be biding his time right now, matching the pace of the top two Toyotas. Another 12 car lengths back to Kyle Busch. Pretty good racing, however, just outside the top 10. As a matter of fact, from 10th on back, that's where Chase Briscoe looks in the mirror and sees not one, not two, but three competitors beginning to line up on the back door. Ty Gibbs is there. Ryan Blaney, Christopher Bell, last week's winner, also in that mix. Everybody trying to fight for the same piece of real estate.
Two things to catch you up on. Ty Dillon had help. You don't spin on the front stretch in a straight line unless you get help. Austin Cindric did not like